Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. We have a couple of fantastic guests in with us today. One said she's going to take over the show, and one said she's not going to talk at all. So we'll see if we can stick to that. Youth Engaged in Philanthropy is with us. Claire, and the one that's not going to talk.
All right. So YEP is part of the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. It's made up of teens from five high schools in Bloomington, Normal, and surrounding areas. We do service for the McLean, Livingston, DeWitt, and Logan counties.
So how'd you get involved in YEP?
I got involved with YEP because service has always been a big part of my life, and so I thought it'd be really interesting to help out with the grant part of the service.
Nice. So you're a Central Catholic student?
Yes.
From town here?
Yes.
And you go to Epiphany?
Yes.
All right. What grade are you in at Central Catholic?
I'm a senior.
Nice. And how long have you been involved with YEP?
I joined this year.
Oh, okay. What got you into it? How did you find out about it, and what made you think about doing it?
Well, I babysit for Amanda, and she'd always been talking about it, and it seemed like a really great thing to be a part of, so I decided to apply.
Nice. And so what is involved with being a YEP member?
Well, we have monthly meetings, and we also do service outings occasionally. We did one at the Midwest Food Bank this summer.
What'd you do there? Packed food?
Yeah, we helped with the canned goods.
Nice. The Knights of Columbus at St. Pat's Amerna is doing that, I think, this week. So all the food will probably be messed up.
Sorry, I do have to correct. It wasn't canned. We were bagging, but I forget what it was. Bulk something. Because I was not really on the bagging end, so I don't remember what the product was. It must have been the the canned must have been a different day.
Yeah.
So you went with a different organization?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, at least you're involved
in lots of... She does a lot of service.
Yeah, at least you're involved in lots of different... So you're never one of the ones looking for hours at the last minute for when you were in confirmation or...
No, I go on Catholic Heart Work Camp every summer, so that gets you a lot of hours.
Nice. So Amanda is also with us. She chimed in already, so we'll go ahead and let her talk. So how did you get involved with Youth Engaged in Philanthropy, and kind of what's it all about?
Well, I was on the show with you in the past for my foundation, and if anybody is ever looking to start something like that, whether it's a scholarship or you want to take care of the community or help with some funds, a great opportunity is to partner with Illinois Prairie Community Foundation. You can be under their umbrella, their fiscal sponsorship. They will help take care of all of the clerical aspect of that. If you just want to be the one to raise the money and you know where you want it to go, to a nonprofit. So we went to Illinois Prairie Community Foundation to partner with them for my foundation, for my daughters. And when I was meeting with the executive director, Greg Meyer, he said, you know, we have this opportunity for a mentorship for a program called Youth Engaged in Philanthropy. I noticed you're a part-time teacher. Would you be interested in this mentorship? And I said, well, what is it, you know, comprised of? And he said about 20 local youth teenagers, and they come together once a month for a three-hour meeting on a Sunday. And they are anonymously gifted $10,000 by a donor, and they give it out in grant money to nonprofits for youth. The whole decision process is all on them, who they give it to. You just have to sit back and watch and try to bite your tongue.
Yeah.
Which is hard for me.
Yeah, but, let them learn the hard way.
Right. But I work with pre-K through 8, so this was, to me, I was like, oh, I would love to be with some teenagers, especially who I know are going to change the world. Like, this is on a small scale, but they are able to have kind of like a somewhat of a boardroom setting and learn how to work together and how to invoke change and affect their community. And maybe kids that they don't see often or don't think that they see often, but it was an exciting opportunity. So that's how I got involved as a mentor. It was a year in July that I became a mentor for the program. And so currently, it is our grant cycle right now. So the kids created the application. It's out there right now to give away $10,000 to nonprofits for youth.
Wow. So do you have any hot leads yet for who's going to get the money? Have you gotten any applications back yet?
We don't. The office, the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation
puts
office,
all that together.
They kind of like vet them before they release them to the youth.
Gotcha.
So the cycle is October 1st to
the 31st.
Gotcha. How do folks go and apply if they're interested?
You can go to IPCF's website or you can go to CIYEP.org. where you can apply.
Awesome. What's the process? Were you involved in the process last year?
I was not.
You weren't. Okay. So this is all new to you.
Yes.
Let me go back and ask. So you've always gone to Catholic school, right?
Yeah.
What at Epiphany?
Well, I went to Epiphany starting in third grade.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go before that?
North Point.
Oh, okay. So almost always Catholic school. Yes. How has that been impactful on your life so far, kind of as a Catholic and in the community?
You learn a lot about your faith, which is really important to me. It also teaches you like how to be a good Catholic, and it makes you more stable before you go to college so you can really carry out your faith once you get to college.
And you said you're going to go to Benedictine?
Yes.
I'm assuming that they have like a pretty active youth or college-aged Catholic program, either Newman Center or... Or it's a college university,
well,
so they're just Catholic all over the place.
It's a very Catholic university.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Kansas,
yes.
What were some of the major obstacles that you, if you can remember, switching from public school to Catholic school?
Well, it's a lot smaller, but that's pretty much it. Everyone was really nice, I remember. It wasn't very hard to make friends.
You didn't have to pick out school clothes every day?
Nope. You just got to wear your plaid skirt, which was really nice.
How often do you guys do specific theology-based learning at Central Catholic?
Every day.
Every day?
Yes.
And what are some of the main topics that you guys have been studying this year in theology?
So senior theology is a lot about apologetics, so you really learn how to defend your faith, which has been a really interesting class for me.
Nice. Do you get to do like mock debates or...
Our final is a mock debate.
Oh, nice.
So that'll be fun.
I didn't know they did that. I was just telling somebody the other day that like we should have debates on apologetics in high school. So see, somebody beat me too.
I was going to say, I'd like to sit in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Who's the teacher?
Mr. Rayburn.
Maybe I'll have to see if I can come like be a guest judge. Or maybe we could put a debate on the radio.
Ooh.
Yeah, that
would
be fun.
Whoever wins.
Yeah.
What do you know what your topic is going to be yet or anything? It's kind of early in the year.
No, I guess we'll find out come later, probably around December.
What was junior theology?
Junior theology was a lot about theology of the body and also some apologetics and philosophy and stuff too.
What was maybe one of the most eye-opening or kind of shocking things that you learned about in theology last year?
I like the philosophy component, how to like just defend that there is a God, not necessarily who God is, but just that there is a God.
And how do you do that?
Well, my favorite is Pascal's wager. So basically you just propose to someone it's better to believe than not to believe because you don't lose anything.
Sure, there's no downside risk.
Yes.
Awesome. So have you used that on anybody yet out in the community?
No, I haven't really had the opportunity, I suppose.
That's all right. You'll get it eventually, trust me.
You'll get it in college.
Yeah. Well, if she goes to Benedictine, hopefully not, but probably still.
I went to Loyola 1 year, freshman year. There's a lot of non-Catholics at Catholic schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was Loyola.
Good point.
In Chicago, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, how about, what was freshman year like? at a Catholic school.
Freshman year, you learn about salvation history, so you really learn your Bible, Old Testament, the New Testament, just about God's ongoing plan to save us, and it's really neat.
What was the transition like from eighth grade to freshman year?
I thought it was pretty easy. Central is a really easy school to go into. All the teachers were super nice and understanding. The biggest change was probably just doing everything on your laptop now for your teachers and stuff. That's pretty much it, though.
Have you ever thought about going back to public school? Like going to U-High or when you're thinking about going to high school?
No, I always knew I was going to Central. It just felt right.
Yeah.
You know, all my friends were going. And I really like having theology every day because it really does help you know God better.
Now, you guys just had homecoming, right?
Yes.
Did you go?
I did.
And who was the lucky guy?
Tom. His name's Tom.
Tom. But did you guys lose the football game?
No, we won.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I just kind of assumed after the couple that I had been to that there was a chance it might not have went so well. It's been a rough couple of years.
Yeah, last season was a little rough, but they're coming back.
Good.
So that's good.
Do you do any sports at Central?
Yeah, I golf and I cheer.
Nice. So you were out there cheering for the football game?
I was, yes.
That's probably why they're making a comeback.
That or, you know, a shout out to Bob Crawford. I mean.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, good. Vita Christi? I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it stands for Life of Christ.
It's the little bit of Latin that I know.
Yeah, it's really fun. We do a big event every year called Rock the House, and a lot of kids in the school come, and we play games, and we have mass, and it's just a lot of fun.
And you have you been doing that the whole time you've been at Central?
Yeah, I've been a part of Vita Christi all 4 years.
That's probably not a group that we have at the public schools.
No, probably not.
is there a whole bunch of groups like that at Central? Kind of faith-based groups?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of small groups you can be a part of with different teachers and Bible studies, which is really nice. We usually meet during the school day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, all these things I didn't know. You said you're an ambassador for Central Catholic?
Yes, I am. It's a lot of fun. We get to go on school visits to the partner schools and play with little kids. It's fun.
So this will be your opportunity to plug for Central Catholic then.
Yeah, Central is honestly the best place.
Yeah.
I feel all the teachers are so nice, your friends are so nice. It's a really great place to be.
So do you think the kids at public school are nice?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's got to be another reason to go, right?
Well, you get to learn about God every day, and that's pretty important to me.
Do you think that because we talked about having a specific theology class, but how would you say that theology is kind of worked into the rest of the curriculum, you know, throughout the day?
Well, all our teachers, we start out all our classes with prayer, and definitely, like, when we go off topic in the class a little bit, it's always about theology. And even, like, my chemistry teacher, every once in a while, we'll have, like, a question beaker day, and we would talk a lot about theology, and it was really interesting.
Wow. What are some of the common theology questions or topics that have been coming up?
Well, a lot about, like, defending the faith and just things of that nature. You know, because those are most, like, pressing.
Have you guys been talking about the Amazon Senate at all?
No.
No, okay. Well, that's probably a plus. Okay, so back to youth engaged in philanthropy. What are some of the previous organizations that have benefited? Do you know?
Yeah, I do. Well, I can tell you about last year
okay. Specifically.
So last year, the youth funded 7 different organizations. One was the Vespasian Warner Public Library down in Clinton. They gave them around $1,500 to update their young adult lounge. And we found out, actually we had 5 out of our 7 recipients come and talk at our meeting yesterday. And it may not seem like a big deal, oh, you need to update your library, but they're an extremely small community. Like, I did not realize. So there's like 1 of 2 things really for their youth to do. It's go to the library and hang out, which it's not like
as cool as the mall.
Well, the mall. Okay,
like when
really?
We used to go to the
yeah,
mall.
I was going
to
say, no offense to the mall.
I don't even know that the mall's still a thing. They did have a carnival last week.
They did. Yeah, they did. So apparently it is really impactful for them to have this updated lounge area. So that was one of the grants they gave out. One was to the Child Protection Network, and they work with a lot of the children that are going to go into foster system. And they funded them for some trauma therapy boxes, supplies. One of the organizations was Fostering Dignity, and they also work with kids going into the foster system. They provide backpacks for the kids. So the woman that came to represent Fostering Dignity, Val, she gave a very moving speech about how she goes into these homes to retrieve the children and is telling them, you know, we have to pack up your jammies and your toothbrush and if you have a personal item. And then they would have to take that, those three things and put them into a trash bag and walk out of their current home with the trash bag. And what does that kind of message send to those kids? Like, A, we're ripping you from whatever you do know, which may not be the best for you, but that's all you know. And then the three things you have are garbage. So she provides a backpack for them. So Youth Engaged in Philanthropy has funded them for several years. And then Jump for Joy came, and that is a jump roping organization here in town. And they funded them for lessons over at one of the local gymnastics gyms to improve their skills, as well as some uniforms.
Oh, so this is like a jump rope team.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't know you had to do lessons for jump rope.
I
mean, I'm really bad at it.
Well,
but
actually,
that's more of a weight. That's more of a weight issue, not really a coordination issue.
Part of the that Jump for Joy organization, they actually said that they don't take, like, you don't have to have any skills. They just believe it's important
gotcha.
That the kid can learn how to jump rope.
Yeah.
So part of it is learning the skills.
Yeah.
So like going to the gymnastics gyms, they can work on those.
Claire, you probably don't remember Jump Rope for Heart, do you?
I kind of do. My
really?
Sister used to be a part
oh,
of that.
Oh, man. That was always a good day
That
at
was
school.
A great day.
It was like, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Really?
You didn't like it, Jason?
You would have enjoyed it. What else did they do?
They provided one scholarship for MDA summer camp, Muscular Dystrophy Association summer camp. That's like $2,000
wow.
for a single child to attend. And then they also donated to Royal Family Kids Camp, which is week-long camp for foster children. Again, getting back to the, you know, maybe some of the underprivileged youth in the area that don't get to experience something cool. I mean, summer camp to me is like, oh, that's fun, you know, make memories and go with your friends. But to a kid who probably doesn't get a lot of good things in their life, period. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty
a big deal.
Yeah. And then the last group they funded was an entrepreneur camp through Trainer State Bank. Again, it's serving DeWitt County. They provided technology for them to do an entrepreneur camp. But they had received 22 grants applications, and they funded 7.
Gotcha. So they had to whittle them down a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, they do.
So the Youth Engaged in Philanthropy is a lot about kind of how to run a charitable organization, how to like kind of go through that process.
That's definitely a huge part, I think, of what they're learning. What do you think, Claire?
Yeah, for sure. It's been really interesting getting to see that part of like a nonprofit and also just like knowing how much you're going to impact a nonprofit organization, giving the money instead of doing like service necessarily.
What goes on the rest of the year? Like after you guys figure out who you're going to give the money to and that kind of stuff, what's the kind of the springtime filled with?
So in February, well, the recipients will find out around the first of the year. And then in February, young adults, they put on a celebration for their recipients. Where they, you know, have the big fun pretend checks and all that. We do that at university galleries. They put that together. And they also ramp up their asking season. Claire, do you want to go into that a little bit about?
Yeah, so we have elevator talks that we do. And so basically it's just saying, you know, what YEP is about, who we serve, and why we need an endowment, because currently we're running off of an anonymous donor. And if we were ever to stop getting that donation of $10,000 every year, we would need to be able to sustain ourselves.
Gotcha. This room's not much bigger than an elevator, so do you want to give us your,
sure,
your pitch?
So I'm Claire Blaney. I am a senior at Central Catholic, and I am a part of Youth Engaged in Philanthropy. We serve the Logan, DeWitt, McLean, and Livingston counties, and we have a $10,000 grant that we give out every year to organizations that are for kids, and we need to be able to sustain ourselves, so we need to build our endowment that's currently at about $50,000.
Nice. So have you had much success?
Well, I haven't had many opportunities to practice except on my parents.
And now on the radio.
Yes.
Now you can listen back to it and be like, oh, this is, I need to tweak this or
yeah,
add more emphasis there.
Yes.
Awesome. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Catholic Radio, changing hearts and minds.
I've been listening to Catholic Radio for about a year now. I am a Protestant. I have learned so much. I'm voted for life in this election because I was listening to Catholic Radio.
We depend on your support to keep Catholic Spirit Radio on the air 24 hours a day, broadcasting the truth and beauty of the Catholic Church.
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Matthew chapter 5. In ages past, salt was so valuable that it was used as money for financial transactions. In the human body, salt plays a key role with our organs in regulating our bodies. Each one of us has been created by God, unique, with value and a key role to play here on earth with those around us. Our Christian faith gives us many unique characteristics to face the world. Our strong faith in God, our ability to forgive, our generosity, and more. Being a Christian is not wishy-washy. During hard times, we are not to lose our flavor. Remember, we are the salt of the earth. This is Michael Gisondi with a bit of Catholic encouragement.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Claire Blaney is here with us and Amanda Cole talking about youth engaged in philanthropy. We were just talking a little bit about some of the activities coming up in the spring after you guys clear the big hurdle of giving all the money away.
Yes.
What's the spring calendar look like?
So a big part of the spring calendar is recruiting new members for next year. I'm a senior, so I won't be there anymore, but if you want to apply, just go to ciyep.org, and it looks really good on college resumes. It's a really good thing to do. It's really important to me because of the service and because of what we're doing for all these nonprofits, and it directly helps our communities.
What are the requirements for belonging to YEP?
Well, you have to be in high school. And
well, you fill out an application.
Yes, you write like an essay about why you want to be a part of YEP. I included how service is really important to me, and because I volunteered at so many nonprofits, I see the importance of them also being sustained by money, not just volunteers, because they have to, you know, keep their utilities running and
the way of the world.
Yes.
What do you think, Claire, about, I mean, I'm just going to hijack Jason's show here. What do you think about working with, like, coming together as a large group with kids from schools you don't know?
It's been really interesting because I've always gone to Epiphany then Central, so I've been friends with the same people, like, always. So it's really interesting meeting all these new people and having fun together and seeing how there's other people kind of like me but kind of not like me out in our community who all want to do the same thing.
Awesome.
I really respect that for example, you and there are a couple other kids who have come to want to be a part of YEP and don't know anybody in it. And they're coming, you know, once a month to hang out for 3 hours with kids. Maybe they don't, they're not really going to see. But it also could spark a friendship or something. And then, you know, if you become friends and keep in touch when you do go to school and you ask them about what, how are they staying involved with philanthropy when they go on to college?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You see yourself doing that, Claire?
Yes.
Okay.
What? How many kids are in YEP?
19.
Or young adults?
There's 19 of us.
Is there a main cohort from one particular school, or is it pretty well spread out?
I think that Normal Community has a lot of kids in it.
So you haven't gotten a chance to give them your theological elevator speech yet?
You know, that doesn't really come up.
Well, next time you have a meeting, you can think of me and be like, oh, man, that guy said I got to tell these people about Pascal's wager.
Oh, yes.
All right, going back to college, another question for you. So a lot of Catholics, you know, tend to lose their faith in college or struggle with their connecting with their faith. Do you recognize that that's a problem? And if so, are there things ahead of time that you feel like either you can better prepare yourself to handle those challenges in your spiritual life?
I definitely think that that's a problem. So when I was looking for colleges, I was looking at some public universities too, like ISU and Mizzou. And two things that really stuck out about that is that they not only have like Newman Centers, but they also have events within their Newman Centers. So that was really important to me. But I decided upon a Catholic school for the reason that it'd be easier for me to be more involved in my faith there.
Awesome.
How do you see, you have been a part of service and volunteerism for as far back at least as eighth grade. I don't know if you did a lot more before that. How do you think you will try to carry that through in college?
Well, Benedictine has a lot of service opportunities. They send kids on national and international mission trips every summer and every spring break. So that was really cool to me. They also help out at different organizations in Atchison. One of them I think is really cool is they like build beds and like bed frames for people who can't afford them, and I think that's a really cool thing.
And that could be helping people right there in Kansas.
Yes.
We're gonna have to send this podcast to Benedictine and get some sponsorship dollars.
Yes.
coming back to the radio station. What was the summer camp that you said that you did? I wasn't familiar with that.
Oh, so I've gone on Catholic Heart Work Camp every summer since the summer before my freshman year, and it's such a great opportunity, and it's just a really cool thing to do with your friends. You do service every day for 6 hours for 4 days, and then you also have night programs where you learn about Jesus, and you go to church, and we have adoration, and we just have a lot of fun together all week.
Gotcha. And have you been to the pro-life march?
I have, yes. So Central sends kids to the one in Chicago, and then once you become an upperclassman, or if there's extra room, you get to go to the one in D.C., so that's really cool, and I'm looking forward to that this January.
What was the march like when you went previously?
Well, I've gone to the one in Chicago, and that one's really cool because it's like more you're marching around the city, that and like I'm more familiar with that city, so that's really fun. And then the one in D.C., it's like amazing to see how many people show up. It's huge, and like you get to see like the Capitol building and all of that, and that's just really cool to me.
I've seen protesters out here by a Burger King every morning on the sidewalk in front of pro-life. We had the new director, or now we have a group of 40 Days for Life here in Bloomington. I had never seen them protest out there before, and I think they've been out there all week.
Well, yeah.
Since October 1st, probably.
Yeah,
they're doing the 40 Days for Life campaign.
Are you involved in that at all?
So I helped out with the event at Central where we showed the Unplanned movie. That was really cool.
Yeah. What was the movie like?
It's really touching, and it's really moving. And I saw it with my mom originally when it came out in theaters, so that was a really cool thing for me.
So you would recommend people go see it?
Yes, definitely.
Are you going to the concert that they have coming up at Epiphany?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's singing again? No?
Historic St. Pat's.
Oh.
Oh.
At Historic St. Pat's.
Oh, it's at Historic St. Pat's.
There you go. Mitch McVicker.
Yes, I definitely will be there.
And you're into Catholic rock music?
Yeah, I like PJ Anderson. He's my favorite.
How do you get involved in YEP again? And what's the easiest way for folks to get more information if they either want to be involved or if they want to submit applications for the charity dollars?
So for all of those, just go to ciyep.org and you can find where to apply if you want to be part of the cohort, or you can find where to apply if you want to apply for a grant
and or donate.
Yes. Or donate, yeah, because we need to work on that endowment.
Yes.
Is that run through the Illinois
Prairie yes. Community Foundation? Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So they can contact yep. Greg to get more information.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Are you going to stick around and do the gospel with us?
Sure.
All right, we'll put you on the hot seat.
Yay.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Catholic Radio, changing hearts and minds.
My Protestant church family, we are pro-life, but there's something more that I'm getting from Catholic Radio and the teaching and the discussion, and I've learned so much.
We depend on your support to keep Catholic Spirit Radio on the air 24 hours a day, broadcasting the truth and beauty of the Catholic Church.
One of the great teachings of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount is, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." St. Augustine was a doctor of the church, and his classic, City of God, speaks to the ongoing battle between this world and God's world. He points to the sermon as the way to heavenly perfection. He likened each of us to beggars on God's doorstep and reminded us that as we treat our beggars, so God will treat us, His beggars. Often, we struggle with the ways of the world. Others may do things to us out of competition. They may slight us or injure our egos. Instead of being hard, be generous in giving out mercy. Look ahead to a God that invites us through the doorstep of His heavenly perfection of His world. This has been a bit of Catholic encouragement from Michael Cesondi.
We are back, Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. Claire Blaney has been with us, and Amanda Cole, talking about youth engaged in philanthropy. If you're just now tuning in, you missed a great show, so go back. And if it's Saturday, you can listen to it tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Sunday, or you can listen to us on Podbean or Apple iTunes, or as always, you can download the Catholic Spirit Radio app. I'm sure we're probably up to like 100,000 downloads at the App Store by now. So if you're one of the ones who hasn't gotten it yet, make sure you get it. Claire, do you have your app?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Perfect. So you can go back and listen to the show on the app. We're going to do the gospel. We're going to put you on the hot seat. Have you, did you know we were going to do this?
No.
Amanda didn't tell you ahead of time?
I did not
All
tell
right.
her that
Good.
Ahead of time.
So you're on the hot seat. Do you know what the gospel is from this weekend? This coming weekend?
I do not.
All right. Perfect. I'll read it, and then we'll ask you to give us your most in-depth theological take.
All right.
All right. The gospel this week is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. And it came to pass, as he was going to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain town, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off, and lifting up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Whom when he saw, he said, "Go, shew yourselves to the priests." And it came to pass, as they went, they were made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back with a loud voice, glorifying God. And he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks. And this was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were not 10 made clean? And where are the other 9? And there is no one found to return and give glory to God, but this stranger." And he said to him, "Arise, go thy way. For thy faith hath made thee whole." The gospel according to Luke. All right, what do you think?
I like it.
Perfect. That's a wrap. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. I thought, you know, it's a good message that we always got to turn back to God to give Him praise, you know, because they were probably just so happy that they were finally free of their leprosy that they like forgot God, and sometimes that represents in our lives how when we get something so good, we forget who gave it to us.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Anything to add over there?
That's, well, she took the words out
of
my mouth.
It's a short one, so.
Well, it's an awesome reminder all the time. Like, we beg God to make the things right in our life, whether it's our job, whether it's our, you know, working on our marriage or whatever. We beg for his help and his grace. But then when the things go right, or it's going right for a long time, we also need to be giving him praise and thanking. And sometimes on those rare days, very rare, when a child may be like, well, what? I don't want to go to mass. I want to lay on the couch and watch the bear or whatever.
Was one of your kids? Or?
No, I mean, I've heard other kids. My response is we need to go and pray and thank God for all the great things that we have and the great schools that you go to and being healthy and not just always asking.
Yeah, somebody recommended to me one time that before asking in prayer, always start with thanksgiving for the things that you have. And it's typically has been my experience that when you start by thanking God for all the things that you have, the things that you felt like were problematic or an issue become so much just in that one prayer, you just kind of realize, well, all these other things are going really well. And whatever I was worried about or concerned about or was causing me problems really isn't that big of a deal. And sometimes even on its own, it just kind of puts things in perspective.
Yes.
And I think that in this gospel specifically, you know, Jesus is just like, where's everybody else?
Right.
What am I doing here? Where's 90% of these people are gone. So I think that that's probably some level of frustration that he, I'm sure, still feels today. Is that, like, you know, him and the Holy Spirit and the Father are just blessing people left and right, and 90% of the people don't even acknowledge the blessings that they have in life. And I was reading a thing the other day that said that the average person in the United States today, maybe it wasn't even the United States, maybe it was just Western civilization, but has more daily food choices available to them than the kings and queens of Europe 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just as an example of the abundance of wealth and things that are available to us in society today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that part of the thing that's kind of always gotten to me is that because we have the ability scientifically to determine the cause of something, we've allowed that as a societal view to then say, well, that's not a miracle because we can prove how it happened. So I think it skews our view on things like, you know, that we should be thankful for. We say, oh, well, the crops need rain, and we understand how humidity works and the dew point and the temperature. So it's no longer a miracle that it rains and we have corn that comes out of the ground that we feed billions of people with. And so in the gospel, I just think it's, to your point, important that we turn back to Christ and we thank him for the blessings that we have. And then hopefully that strengthens our faith so that we can rely on him even more when we need help, right? That's what you said?
Yes.
Perfect job. When are you coming back on?
I don't know.
We'll let you run your own show next time.
Yeah.
We keep saying we need Central Catholic kids to come over and do a show, so.
Oh, I'll do it.
Claire signed up.
Get like a handful of kids to come over. We'll let you run a show.
That would be fun.
What's going on at school this week? Anything fun?
Well, we just got done with homecoming week, so this should be a
back
bit
to the
more,
grind.
Yeah, chill.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming. Congrats on going to Benedictine. Well, maybe you can come back next year on break and tell us all about it.
I will.
And good luck with youth engaged in philanthropy. And one more time for folks that want to get more information and get involved, what's the website?
Go to ciep.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.